You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 74. It's the end of May as we know it. Well, the last day of May. Bring on the summer season. I'm ready. Always ready for summer. So let's see where the summer takes me this year. I've already done one vacation, and that may be it. So, you know, I like the summer, but it always seems to go too quick. So I'm going to try and make the best of it this year. And with that, let's start the news. Ireland makes marriage equality legal by popular vote. So the first country to make same-sex marriage legal by popular vote, that's a pretty historical thing worldwide. 42 of the 43 constituencies voted to approve the measure. I'm going to try not to botch this up here. Roscommon South Leitrim was the only nay in the 43 constituencies. For the other 42, yay! So, as most know, Ireland has been predominantly Catholic for centuries. That's hundreds of years. The Catholic Church is predominantly against homosexuality for centuries, and any form of it for centuries, including the legalization of same-sex marriage. So, you know, this is a huge boost to equality moving forward worldwide. You know, the yes votes for people countrywide is a great step looking at marriage equality and making inroads in so many people's lives that deserve to have a legal means of a long-term relationship being recognized under the law. So, you know, if a heavy Catholic country, and a lot of people that, you know, either are Catholic or inactive Catholics or non-Catholic or whatever in the country, were able to push a yes vote and approve this countrywide, you know, gives any of us that are always fighting the, you know, the religions of the world, you know, as far as equality goes, you know, they don't seem to want equality. They always want what they want. So this gives us hope that, you know, at some point things can happen. So congratulations to the Irish for making this happen. Marriage equality in Ireland. There you go. David Letterman signs off one last time as late night host. So after 33 years on the late night airwaves, that's counting multiple shows across multiple networks, David Letterman signed off for the last time on May 20th. His shows over the years have been filled with all sorts of crazy stunts like stupid pet tricks. Oh, my God. I love stupid pet tricks. I thought that was always funny. His top 10 lists, which... you know, I've always, I mean, from his show on NBC, the late night with David Letterman on NBC, to the late show on CBS where he ended his career, top 10 list. I mean, he's had all sorts of topics. I mean, how do you do, you know, years and years and years of that without duplication? I mean, that's talent and brilliance right there. So he's had guests that flashed him, Drew Barrymore, one thing I remember. She stood on his desk and, yeah. And hundreds of musical guests. So the one thing from a musical guest standpoint here is that most were forced to play with Paul Schaefer and the house band. You know, there's a few that got to play on their own over the years. You're on someone's show, I guess, you know, it's not going to hurt to play. And, you know, Paul Schaefer's, you know, he's no slouch when it comes to music. So the final show had A-list celebrities reciting the top 10 list. My favorite was the Julie Louis-Dreyfus and Jerry Seinfeld mentioning the Seinfeld show, you know. It was kind of cool. You have to watch it. I'm not very good at reciting that stuff. So go look on YouTube and go find that top 10 list, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So, and towards the end of the show went way over. Like it was like I think it was 2 hours long, if I remember right. Hour and a half, 2 hours. So They had a flashback video collage and a collection, which was a collection of all of his years that they showed, you know, went way back, you know, I mean, back when he was a weatherman, you know, yes, he started, he broke into late night talk show almost by accident. You know, he was originally a weatherman. So they did show some clips from before he started in his late night days. And anyway, so this clip that they showed, the video collage and collection, was played against the Foo Fighters performing live, Dave Letterman's favorite song, Everlong. So, you know, Letterman is pretty much retired now. Soon after he retired, you saw him on the streets of New York with growing a beard and, you know, you know, looking kind of mountain-like. But like his mentor, Johnny Carson, when he retired, you know, I don't know if we'll ever see him, you know, come back to any type of entertainment, you know, as far as broadcast television or any type of that stuff. I mean, if, you know, if he retires like Carson, so be it. You know, he deserved it for all those years on, you know, on TV. So anyway, congratulations to David Letterman for signing off and doing it with class. FIFA soccer scandal. So seven officials were arrested, including FIFA head Sepp Blatter. Yeah, such an odd name. But regardless, he won re-election. And he wasn't named in any of the investigation to the scandal, but yet arrested. Yeah, so. But then Sepp resigned his position. So the scandal is related to Russia and Qatar being awarded the World Cups for both 2018 and 2022, respectively. So the corruption that led officials to being arrested was an ongoing investigation that turned up all sorts of favors and bribes. You know, from a sporting standpoint, this is not the first time this happened. So, you know, being residing here in Salt Lake City, I'm recalling back to the 2002 Olympics. There was quite a bit of scandal going on, a lot of, you know, favors and bribes and all sorts of stuff happening. And, they brought in, before he was presidential, you know, he was kind of political at the time, but Mitt Romney came in and kind of, you know, actually, you know, giving him credit, he saved the day as far as the Olympics go, you know, really put things together. I mean, I'm sure he had his share of, you know, what he needed to do to make the games go off without and trying to erase the scandal that happened leading up to the games here. But yeah, so, you know, so this, the FIFA soccer scandal, you know, that these organizations have these offices and everything, and they're very, very heavy, with leaders and directors and VPs and all these kind of things. And so, you know, no major sports, organizations are exempt from any of this stuff. You know, I mean, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, you know, you name it, I'm sure it's happened. You know, tennis, you know, golf, you know, there's all sorts of organizations that have, you know, a governing organization that, leads itself to corruption. So just wish they could be legit instead of always trying to cheat the system. This week's rant, corded headphones always getting tangled up. So I still use a couple of iPod Nanos, one fifth generation and one seventh generation. Seventh gen is the last one that they've made as far as iPod, not including the iPod Touch. So the fifth gen, it's older. Both are 16 gig models. The fifth gen gets used in my car. And on my walks from the parking lot to work, when I work to the office. I work downtown Salt Lake City, so I park, and then I walk probably, you know, a good 7-10 minute walk away. You know, not too far, but, you know, enough to hear a couple songs. So the seventh gen mostly sits on my nightstand, and I fall asleep listening to podcasts. Well, not this one, of course, although I can't blame you. You know, if you want to fall asleep to my voice, I guess that's what I do. I listen, the podcasts that I fall asleep to are mostly vocal. You know, there's no music really, you know, just mostly people speaking or, you know, like interviews and things like that. So I use a regular set of the Apple EarPods with both iPods. I should mention the seventh gen does have Bluetooth on it, but I don't have Bluetooth heads. So that's a prelude to my shameless plug this week here. So But anyway, so the headphones, these Apple EarPods, they're okay for the most part, but they offer you know, this type of tangled mess. For example, when I'm walking to work, you know, that when I'm trying to remove my backpack arriving at the office, headphones get tangled and, you know, iPod goes flying, headphones dangle between my legs. You know, it's like, okay, you know, so laying in bed, listening to podcasts, trying to sleep, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night, headphones cord is tangled around my neck, you know, probably not very safe, but, you know, hey. So it's frustrating to say the least. The headphones are not perfect, but I like the functionality of them, like being able to pause the song and turn up the volume right from the headphone cord. You know, it's a nice feature. Would love to get some wireless headphones that have the same functionality with the iPhone. So, you know, my search is on. Which leads me into my shameless plug this week. Bluetooth headphones are nice and tangle-free. So I'm on my second set of Bluetooth headphones, looking for a pair that doesn't cost a lot, yet provides a good level of functionality that corded or wired headphones provide, and ones that fit well without being uncomfortable in my ears. The true promise of cutting the cord for listening to music and making hands-free phone calls comes with a stereo Bluetooth headset. This last pair has been mostly hassle-free. Every once in a while, I have to turn the Bluetooth on and off on my phone to get it to connect. You know, I have to touch, there's a pause button on the Bluetooth headset, the headphones that, you know, I can pause the music and I have to touch that to connect them every once in a while. But, you know, a small bit of hassle, but that's not too hard of work and around with having to deal with a wire that gets caught. Well, like I said in my rant, while taking off my backpack or laying in bed, you know, not tangling around my neck. So, charging takes a few hours every few days, for about 6 hours of listening enjoyment. The pair I want, is $200. The Beats, which is now owned by Apple, but Beats has a wireless headphone set, a Bluetooth set, and I've tried them out. And they're really nice, but holy God, $200 for headphones! I don't remember the last time I paid that much for headphones. You know. So, yeah. So the pair I use now, I bought for $15. I forget what brand name they are, but they're good. Well worth the value for cord-free listening. You know, if you're looking for Bluetooth headsets or anything like that, you know, do your research. There's good ones out there. You know, there's cheap ones and there's good ones. You know, $50 is pretty reasonable if you're going to look for a pair. $200, they're really good, but you know, you better be able to afford them. You know, before you and make sure you don't lose them or get them wet or tangled up or anything like that. You know, they're still wired, but you know, and there's different styles of Bluetooth headsets. So you know, go do your research. Go out to Amazon. Amazon's got a good, you know, list of things. You can read the reviews. So yeah, I like my Bluetooth headphones very much. Another month ending. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.